My name's Hannah Field. I'm a partner within the family team at Russell Cook. I want to introduce you to some podcasts that we're undertaking called Working as a Team, where I'll be talking to divorce consultant Rhiannon Ford about the type of cases where we work together, the work that she undertakes, and how having a divorce consultant on board can often help with the case and the management of it. I hope you enjoy the podcasts.
So I'm joined today by Rhiannon Ford, a divorce consultant who I've spoken to a couple of times before in terms of the type of work that Rhiannon does and also the types of clients that we work together on. Today we're going to talk about when a client has discovered their partner's having an affair and the impact that can have on them and also the case, because sometimes those people are very hurt, feel betrayed, and can find it very difficult to deal with their emotions. Rhiannon, I often refer clients to you in this situation because they are very emotional and very upset and in some ways don't want to deal with it because it's not their decision that the relationship's necessarily come to an end, but they need support to realise that that's happened. And I know you're coaching qualification in terms of supporting them in that way is really invaluable. Can you sort of give us an example of the sorts of things that, or work you would do with clients in that scenario to prepare them for a situation which they didn't think they'd ever find themselves in, don't really want to be in, but are having to deal with effectively?
Yes, thanks, Hannah. I think this type of client can find the divorce process particularly challenging because they're already going through a huge trauma and unfortunately often are playing catch up is the phrase that I use. So the person that's having the new relationship has been in this new relationship and so has emotionally detached themselves from their marriage some time previously. Mm-hmm. So they've already moved on, at least emotionally, if not practically. For the person who didn't know that their spouse or partner was having an affair and is now trying to come to terms with the fact that not only is there this huge betrayal from the person that they were closest to in their life, but now their marriage is coming to an end, as you've said, not through their own choice. It's really a lot for somebody to deal with all at once. Mm. So the phrase that I use that they're often playing catch up is trying to process in a very short space of time what's happened to them emotionally, what's happened to their family has been split, and that they're now having to embark and navigate through what can be quite a complex legal process. So it's really important for, I think, well, anybody going through a relationship breakdown, it's very challenging. I think for this particular type of client who finds himself in this situation, getting the right people involved at the right time is really important. So I do find that sometimes clients rush too quickly to go and see a solicitor. So mm-hmm. If possible, I would like them to come and see somebody such as myself first so that they have that place where they can just talk everything through and I can help them then to facilitate what help and from whom they need to put in place. If people go to a solicitor too soon, what the solicitor will do quite correctly, because it's their role, is go through the legal process with them. And often it's a little bit too much for them to deal with. I don't know if you've mm-hmm. found that it's just too much for them to process all at once.
Yes, I think that's right. It's funny because I was going to say when you were talking about it, when you feel like they've been catapulted into a situation that they never thought they'd find themselves in. And often I'd say to people, if they are in that situation, that the other person sometimes could have made the decisions, you know, several months, even a year before that their marriage was over because they're in a new relationship or whatever it might be. And that's that feel of needing to catch up with where the other person is in this situation can often be quite overwhelming and incredibly emotional. And actually putting the brakes on things to say, it's okay, there's no rush here, nobody's going to need to do anything quickly. Yeah. You need to be able to process this situation and you need to be able to deal with it is really, really important. And often clients do say, can we slow the pace down, especially if they are, like we're talking about, on the receiving end of that, you know, discovery of an affair. It can be dealing with those emotions?
Absolutely. I mean, it's a tricky balance. So I agree with you. I've had clients who I have said we need to slow this down, or they have said themselves, you know, can we slow this down? I'm just struggling to, you know, to process everything. And yes, obviously we can to a certain extent. The problem is if the other person is running at a different speed, sometimes, you know, the other client, so the client who is sort of struggling to process the affair, does have to catch up to a certain extent. So it's a tricky balance, isn't it? Because the other person may be ready to take those divorce, you know, proceedings. They may be ready to move on. They want to sort out finances. They want to sort out children arrangements. And we can only, you know, keep them at arm's length for so long. So it's a tricky balance, but giving at least some space to the person who's trying to process things. And certainly if, when I work with people who have been the one who've got the new partner, I have tried to make it really clear to them that they do need to be considerate about timing and, you know, be kind as to how they approach moving things forward. I think when people can hit, you know, and have hit overwhelm and feel daunted by everything, they're not then going to be in the best position possible to be making these important decisions that they're going to be faced with in a legal process, in a divorce case. And they will need to live with those decisions, you know, for the rest of their lives. So they will want to be in the best position possible mentally and emotionally to be able to make these important decisions. And that's what I explain to my client, whoever they may be, whether they're the person who's got the new relationship that wants to move on with the divorce, or whether they're the other person who, you know, very sadly is trying to play catch up with, you know, what's going on in their life, and that their marriage has come to an end and it's ending in divorce. So I think getting the right people in place, again, you know, it may be appropriate for me to refer clients for therapy if they need to be receiving therapeutic support from a counsellor. What I do find, though, is if it's at the beginning of the divorce case, to be fair on them, they may not have capacity, whether that's emotional or time, to be adding yet another dimension into the situation. So therapy obviously has huge benefits, but the timing has to be right for that client to be able to get the benefit from it. So often a lot of my clients have sort of felt, I think, that they've been sort of running on adrenaline through the legal process, and it's not until the end of the legal process that they then have time to sort of catch their breath and then start to process how they feel about it all. And that often is the right time for therapy. So it very much depends on the individual client, but what I hope I can do with the work that I do, and obviously in supporting your clients, is to make sure that they have that go-to person, that person who it's a confidential, neutral space that they can talk to about however they're feeling at that time, to make sure then that when they do get in touch with you as their lawyer, that they are making the most of you and your role as their legal representative. So making sure, you know, that there's a time and a space for all their needs, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, that does make a lot of sense. And one of the things that often crops up that we find is where there has been an affair and that relationship is continuing, is the introduction of that new person to the children of the family and how that happens. Often it feels as though it's happening very, very quickly. And often that can be, you know, someone kind of got through that initial hurt and betrayal of learning about someone else being in their ex-partner's life. But then for that person to be introduced to their children seems to provide an extra level of upset and distress that needs to be quite carefully managed. And either talking to the person that's had the affair and about the introduction of a new partner, or the person that's on the receiving end and the introduction of a new partner, how do you support them in terms of both of those difficult conversations, I guess?
This could be a really difficult situation. And again, the person with the new partner is often in a different emotional space, but also they have moved on from the marriage, possibly some time ago, depending how long they've been in this new relationship. And so to them, it may not feel sudden or too soon for them to want to introduce their new, the new love of their life, not to sound too cynical, to the to their children. But what is really important, as you said, whether we're working with that person or whether we're working with the other person in the scenario, who's trying to deal with this, the fact that their spouse or partner has a new partner, it has to be done so delicately because it's the children that need to be prioritized. So I often work with clients in preparing them for the conversation. And the two things we talk about is when is it most appropriate to introduce a new partner? And then how should we do it? So yeah. How is obviously the conversation itself, what to say, what not to say.
Yeah.
When to introduce a new partner, I think, is really difficult. I don't think there is a perfect time. It will depend on the individual people, but also the relationship itself. And what I mean by that is I would always deter people from simply introducing the children to your latest girlfriend or your latest yeah. boyfriend. It needs to be, the children are going to be processing the fact that mummy and daddy are no longer together. That's a lot for them to deal with. They're probably shuffling between two houses, you know, to maintain relationship with both mum and dad. To add then an extra person into that situation who is potentially going to be quite an influential person in their life has to be dealt with really, really carefully. So when is the right time? It's got to be a really serious relationship. It's got to be not just, you know, somebody that you've been with for a very short period of time. It's got to be somebody you feel is going to be a long-term partner, if not your forever partner. Yeah. And it also needs to be, so, you know, there's also the balance of not waiting too long so that the children might find out by default.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, it can be a tricky balance. I think how it's done, it needs to be done quite carefully. So I had an awful scenario a few months ago where my client was, I was working with the mum on that case. And unfortunately, dad had seen fit to spring a introduction on the children of his new girlfriend. So they had no warning that they were going to be introduced to this girlfriend. They were stuck because they were staying with dad and she was at dad's house. And mum had not been given a heads up to prepare the children or to be consulted as to whether this was a good idea. Yeah. And, you know, unfortunately, it didn't go very well because the children were, you know, caught off guard. Yeah. They just found it very difficult. Exactly. And that was sort of how not to do it. Yeah. So I think, you know, tips for people to consider as to how to do it is always think about what's in the children's best interest. So if you're the person with a new partner, however excited you are about your new love and how important you feel it is for them to have a relationship with your children, put your feelings aside and prioritize what's in the best interest of the children. Do they need to meet your new partner at this time? Do they need to know this is your new partner? Could it just be a friend? You know, could you break them in gently? And if at all possible, discuss it with the other parent first so that they know that when the children come back from seeing mummy or daddy and being introduced to this new person, that they are ready for questions.
Yeah.
And, you know, comments, upset, you know, whatever it is. So it's always got to be what's in the children's best interest rather than what you think is best for them because you are their parent. And that can be a tricky balance. It's not me trying to, you know, to tell people how to parent their children. But I think when emotions are high and things are all a little bit confusing during a divorce process, it's really important to get it right for the children, you know, as much as possible.
Yeah, definitely. And you having that sort of objective view on it as opposed to being the subjective one in it is a good sort of measure of how it could be perceived by one or other and the children indeed.
Yes, I hope so. So, you know, hearing it from an independent person who's a divorce professional rather than, you know, I've got no emotional attachment. It's not, oh, yeah, well, you know, how dare he do that? He's always been awful, you know, that sort of thing. It's very, hopefully a very measured approach. So it helps them to make an informed decision and help sort of put some perspective on things.
Yeah, no, definitely agree. Thanks, Brianna. And that's really, really helpful. And look forward to speaking to you again about another topic of client.
Thanks, Anna.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.